Welcome to this brief tutorial on how to use the Aspen Field Services system. In this tutorial, I will cover how to log into the system, basic navigation, the dashboard, how to order a job, how to view your active jobs, and how to look at the results once a job is completed. Let's begin. First, you'll want to navigate to the application site, which is accessible by going to https://app.aspenfieldservices.com. Once there, you'll be prompted for your user credentials. I'll go ahead and sign in as a test client. Once logged in, you'll be taken to the dashboard. The dashboard is still under construction, but there's a few tiles here that you'll want to be aware of. The tiles that are currently active are the top row showing your new orders, jobs that are in process, jobs that have been completed, and any jobs that need to be reviewed, or in other words, they have some kind of an issue. Over on our left-hand side, we have our navigation, where you can see we have our dashboard, our jobs menu. We click on that, it opens up, gives us more options. We can see how to order a job and how to look at our active jobs. We also have our reporting, which is still under construction, where we will be able to export data from the jobs that are in the system. And then we have our sign out. Let's go ahead and order a job. So I'll go to jobs menu, new job. It's going to default to my user account information. The next step is to select a service. This could be a number of services. In this case, I've only defined one. The order form will be drawn. The next field is the delivery email, and this will automatically be populated based on the customer selected or the user selected. So in this case, here's the email, and then I'm presented with the order form. I'll go ahead and just put in some test information here. For the property address search, we use Google Maps, and here we can get geocode information and address component breakdown. I'll go ahead and put in an address. As you can see, as I type in the address, I get options. Once I see the option that matches the address I'm trying to choose, I can click on it and move on to the next field. If the address is not available in Google for some reason, which could happen from time to time, there is an option here to override the address, which allows me to enter each of the components of the address manually. The field that I just entered is the special instructions field. These are any additional instructions you wish to provide to Aspen Field Services for doing this inspection. I do have the option to include attachments if needed. In this case, we'll skip that step. I'll go ahead and submit. The order submitted, I see a confirmation here showing the job number and that the order has been submitted. I can see the jobs that are currently in the system. This is the active jobs display, and so you can get to the screen by going to active jobs. Once I ordered the new job, it automatically took me to this point. Just a brief overview, we have our queues up here where we can just simply click on them to filter the grid below. So here I can see the new job that I just entered. We can go ahead and sort this column if we wish. We can also enter a note. So let's say that there's some information that I need to communicate to the account manager coordinator at Aspen Field Services. I can go ahead and click that icon under Actions column. enter my note. If this is an issue that we need to flag for review, we can set this flag, and I'll do that just to demonstrate. I'll go ahead and save this note. The note has been saved. We get confirmation, and as you can see, the job has been flagged. This will alert Aspen Field Services that there's some issue or something that needs to be reviewed. It also updates our review flag, and if we go back to the dashboard, we can see that there is a job that's currently that has currently been flagged for review. Let's go back to our active jobs, and I'm going to go ahead and open one that's already been delivered. So once I've selected a job here in the list, I see more details down below. So I have a details tab, which will allow me to see the order details. And I can also view any attachments that might have been submitted at the time of the order. I can also look at the inspection. So the inspection has been completed and I can review it here. And also look at any attachments that have been submitted. This is just all test information. We also have a data view, which is under development currently, which will allow us to look at the raw data and download the raw data from the inspection. Also an attachments tab, which will allow us to see all of the attachments in just one screen. This would include photos. Then we have our notes. This particular job doesn't have notes, but if we go back to the one that we had saved a note for and flag, we can click on the notes tab and see that note here. Timeline and history are in development right now. Timeline will show all events associated with the job. So from the time of order to the time of completion and all events and steps in between, including notes. The history tab will show us any other jobs that might have been performed for a particular subject. In this case, the business that was entered and the reference number. Any associated jobs that have been done for the same subject in the past will be displayed in the history tab. One other thing to note is when a job is completed, an email is sent with a link to the form that can be viewed and printed. That concludes our brief tutorial, and I will go ahead and sign out. Thank you.